The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together by name, there I am in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. For the last couple of months, I've been really mad at a friend who happens to be a brother priest. And this may surprise you, but I don't have a poker face at all. And when somebody's angered me, it's hard not just to, for me just to not open my mouth and tell them what I really think. So this morning I was praying and I was preparing my homily. And I said, of course, Jesus, the gospel is about forgiveness this morning, right? And we've all been there in our lives, where people that we love deeply hurt us, and we are all guilty ourselves of hurting people that we love. But choosing to forgive can only happen through the grace of God. And our human condition here on earth, we are going to hurt each other at times. We are going to have misunderstandings. We are going to rush to judgment. And what does our Lord tell us time and time again? If you wish to follow me, you must do as I tell you. And what he's telling us is to forgive time and time again. I'm actually going to see my buddy tonight. There's four of us getting together. So pray for my words tonight, okay? I deeply love him. He loves me. It's going to be okay. But relationships can be complicated. So how human we are, my friends, how human we all are. And let's not forget, as Christ has forgiven us, we in return are called to forgive each other. That doesn't mean you have to like what they've done or even like the person right now. But Jesus will not let us into heaven until we have forgiven those who have hurt us. So let's pray for anybody that we need to forgive right now. And I'll give you some extra time because you may have a few people on your list, okay? So let's do that right now and ask for the grace to forgive.